talked earlier. She looked grave, but calm. Miss Shaw touched my arm, and I looked down at her hand resting on my sweater. I hadn't spoken two words to the principal before, and now she was touching my arm? Jocelyn, these are Deputies Wilson and Michaels, and this is Alicia Nugent from the DSS. I looked at her questioningly. Miss Shaw blanched. The Department of Social Services. Fear gripped a hold of my chest, and I fought to breathe. Jocelyn, the principal continued, I am so sorry to have to tell you this, but your parents and sister, Elizabeth, were in a car accident. I waited, feeling my chest tighten. They were all killed instantly, Jocelyn. I'm so sorry. The woman from the DSS stepped toward me and started speaking. I looked at her, but all I could see were the colors that she was made up of. All I could hear was the muffled sound of her talking, as if someone was running tap water beside her. I couldn't breathe. Panicking, I reached for something, anything, to help me breathe. I felt hands on me, calm, murmuring words. Wetness on my cheeks, salt on my tongue, and my heart. It felt like it was going to explode. It was